Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea in today for Anthony Brooks.
Guys, listen up. Today we're going to be talking about the biggest barriers to men's health. That barrier is you.
But ladies, you're not off the hook either about this. We'll tell you why a bit later in our talker when we take a look at masculinity and men's health in Massachusetts.
Plus, in just a few minutes, Adam's got a piece about the push for a free public digital library.
And it sounds pretty cool. That being said, it is being advocated by a man from Harvard, whose libraries are, of course, neither free nor open to the public.
But first today, nuclear power in New England continues to hold the attention of Massachusetts lawmakers. Four legislative committees are holding a hearing today on Beacon Hill on nuclear safety issues. WBUR's Fred Tice is there. He joins us now. Fred, there are three major nuclear power plants in our vicinity, so what are lawmakers saying today about that?
They're saying, Meghna, that they, in the light of the accident in Fukushima in Japan, they want to hear from various sides, whether it be government officials, opponents of nuclear power, neighbors of nuclear power plants, or the officials who work for the companies that run these power plants, what are the safety issues and whether we should be worrying about anything similar happening here in Massachusetts.
I see. And I suppose one of the safety issues, if you take a step away from the plants, is evacuation, for example. I mean, the American embassy around the Fukushima Daiichi plant in Japan said they should evacuate a 50 miles radius around the nuclear power plant. If you put that, transpose that on a map of Massachusetts from the Plymouth plant, for example, to Boston, that's just about the same distance. So we're talking about millions of people.
You're right, Meghna. A 50-mile radius of, say, the Plymouth nuclear power plant would encompass the Providence and the Boston metropolitan areas in their entirety. You are looking at least 5 million people to evacuate. And there is this interesting dichotomy between the fact that in Japan, the chairman of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission advised Americans in Japan to move 50 miles away from the Fukushima plant. And yet, in the United States, we drill regularly only to evacuate people from within the 10-mile zone around each nuclear power plant.
So is there a plan, an emerging plan, to better coordinate evacuation then?
Governor Deval Patrick has talked about improving regionalizing evacuations around the three nuclear power plants near Massachusetts, Plymouth and Seabrook in New Hampshire, and then the Yankee power plant in Vermont. There's already a pretty good plan for coordinating evacuation. That seems to work pretty well. I was over at Drill in Vermont yesterday, and there's definitely in place the infrastructure for officials at the various emergency management agencies of the three states to coordinate evacuations. That doesn't seem to be a problem. It's not clear to me where Governor Patrick hopes to go, and I'm not sure it's clear to anyone else yet, where he hopes to go with this idea of regionalizing the coordination.
Well, as that emerges, I know that you'll be covering it here on WBUR. WBUR's Fred Tice today at the State House. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.